This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every time we turn around, it seems, scientists are telling us this year or even this month is among the hottest on record. And in fact, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this summer is going to be hotter than average across pretty much the whole country. But even in an average summer, heat kills hundreds of Americans. Cooling centers have been, and they still are, a popular solution. But as Marketplace's Eric Barris reports, getting a bunch of people into air-conditioned rooms in the middle of a pandemic is a little problematic.
In the age of social distancing and trying to keep people from spreading COVID-19, do you invite them to leave their homes and congregate under a communal HVAC system to stay safe from the heat?
It's a hard time because every choice we have seems to be a decision between two really bad options.
That's Eric Kleinenberg, a sociologist at NYU who wrote a book about the 1995 Chicago heat wave that killed more than 700 people. That prompted cities to start opening cooling centers. That worked fine until this year, because as Jackson, Mississippi Chief Administrative Officer Robert Blaine says,
the same communities that are vulnerable to challenges from heat are also most vulnerable to the virus as well.
That is the poor, the elderly, and people of color. Jackson is 85% Black. And in a typical summer, the city has at least 25 days when the heat index rises above 95 and it opens cooling centers. But this year, Blaine says,
we have not opened centers because we've been concerned about our ability, our resources, to control social distancing in those spaces.
Cities across the country are facing the same tough decision. Christy Ebi researches the health risks of climate variability at the University of Washington. She says it's not an either-or.
Cities can't do one or the other. They can't either protect their citizens from heat or protect their citizens from COVID-19. They have to do both.
Before the pandemic, people had a lot of options when it got hot, says sociologist Eric Kleinenberg.
A cooling center doesn't have to be a government building with the words cooling center stamped on it. It can be a mall. It can be a movie theater. It can be a restaurant. It can be a coffee shop. The problem this summer is that many of those places are closed.
And that has left cities scrambling.
Instead of careful planning now, we're getting all sorts of ad hoc measures.
Phoenix has used its convention center as a cooling center. Philadelphia parked city buses and kept the AC running. New York City is just giving away air conditioners. But some places aren't doing anything because of state orders. Mark Steeman, a geography professor at Cal State Chico, worked on the city's extreme heat plan. Chico's cooling centers,
they've canceled that program, and we're really just running without anything right now.
And that's a problem. Chico already was strapped and recently gained around 20,000 residents who had been displaced by wildfires.
As these disasters kind of stack up on top of each other, they just become more and more difficult for a community like ours.
For now, they're distributing cold water to homeless camps and low-income residents as temperatures climb above 100 degrees, while trying to stop COVID-19 from spreading in the community and planning how to evacuate as wildfires break out. And while all of that happens, Steeman says the city doesn't have the capacity to make long-term plans. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.